This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Democrats at the State House killed a bill this week that would have repealed exemptions to open meetings law. As the Colorado Capital News Alliance's Scott Franz reports, the failed bill sought to restore some public access to the legislature.
Transparency advocates say lawmakers have used their relaxed open meeting rules to block journalists from some caucus meetings and limit access. Democrats are defending the relaxed rules. They say they should be able to talk privately in some cases and gauge support on bills with colleagues. Chad Clifford is a representative from Centennial.
We are in a massively open process here. You can watch me eat three meals a day in this building. You can follow me on every vote.
The Republican-led bill to tighten transparency rules at the State House also would have lowered the cost of obtaining public records. A different bill to give governments more time to respond to those records requests is advancing.
Scott Franz reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A woman who was part of a group charged with setting a cross on fire in front of a defaced campaign sign for Colorado Springs' first black mayor has pleaded guilty. Authorities say the cross burning was a hoax. Deanna West pleaded guilty in Denver federal court Tuesday to being part of a conspiracy to set the fire. That includes spreading false information about it in the run-up to the election of Mayor Yemi Mobilade. The mayor said he didn't have any acknowledgement of the crime. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 5:06.